Hey, normally on a Tesla, you wouldn't be in this position today.
Today's share. Morning.
Zeichnisras.
Today's share is
What's name?
sponsored Zeichnisras. Falls on Bushland, falls on Zavin and Rachel. Sure, we're mixing it up.
Your grandfather should be first.
1 second. Falls on Zavin and Rachel. Omri and Mekasa. Ilanishmas. Omri and Mekasa. I don't know what his father's name is. Arna. That's the name. Brian the Miriam Masrael Sarah Fushlema, Esli was Kayah Fushlema, and Akshur Makana Fushlema. And today's Danishes are Bons of Lil Nishmas, Yazeda, Shimon Ber Ben Yeshua, Nishoma Zamalia, and very strong Nachum Ben Ramosha Langsner, Nishoma Zamalia. They raised the yard side, and that's the stroke. My grandfather was was ahead of his time in Chesed. He was just a short thing. My grandfather's been one that's responsible for getting the first shul in Lakewood approved. In Lakewood, there was no shuls in Lakewood. You're now allowed to build a shul in a residential area. And my grandfather was the one that was responsible. He paid for it. It was $35,000. He paid for Zichron Shneur to get approved in Lakewood Township.
He fought for about a year and a half on the zoning board to get it approved. He lost every single one of his friends from Sons of Israel because they all said that if you're approving it, we're not talking to you. And he said, it's fine. I don't need to talk to you. You guys could join Hitler. He said it openly in the Lakewood Township. He said, you guys could join that club. But I'm approving that. I'm going to get the show approved. So it was very chashuv zach.
His names are still in the Sons of Israel.
No, he stayed in Sons of Israel. He just didn't talk to those guys. He was done. Those guys didn't really down Sons of Israel. They were conservative, but they were all his friends. They were all guys down with the interest.
So he didn't even down there, and he got an approval.
My grandfather didn't go to shul that much. Once in a while, it was a far walk, over a mile. You know what I mean? No, my grandfather didn't drive on Shabbos. My grandfather was a survivor. Was about tshuva, survivor. Survivor, you know. Whatever he knew, he did, you know. It's like that. It's not like a grandmother.
His parents elected?
His parents were Alexander Chassidim, what do you mean to talk about? They're from Alexander.
Yeah, but he wasn't brought up in that, and he changed.
He was. The war started, he was 15. He was a bachur, I mean, wasn't it? He was 100% grown.
And he came straight to Lakewood?
No, he came to New York. he rented a rooming house. That's how he met my grandmother. They rented a rooming house together, two rooms in a building. In her house, whatever. They got married after they met. Thank you for the clarification. I'm not talking about two Bachram from a sifta of Lakewood. What are you talking about? My grandfather, when he came to these guys came with nothing. Everybody in his family were wiped out, every single person. He came to Ellis Island. He changed his name to Ellis Island. His name was Lenshitsky. When they asked him what his name is, it was a long spelling. He didn't even know how to spell it.
You can't spell it.
I can't spell it. I take after my grandfather. So he shortened it to Lench, and then he met a guy. In those days, you met someone from your town. It was like meeting Mashiach. He met a guy, and the guy says, oh, I have a business in Chicago. He met a guy from his town. Why don't you come work for me? I'll teach you the whole business. The guy took him, worked. He worked for him for 3/4 of a year and didn't pay him. Imagine, take advantage of a kid like this. So after that, he went back to New York without any money after working for 3/4 of a year for this guy, and then whatever. He learned the construction industry from the guys, the Shtikl Siyat Hashmaya, and that's how he got into it.
What was he doing?
I don't know. I've my
that's
father.
Why
I don't
in
know.
Newark, you have lunch?
Not Newark, Elizabeth. Edison. He also gave a classroom in Satma Yeshiva. He was the first one to donate to the Satma building, the new building. He was ahead of his time in Tzedakah. In those days, nobody gave money like he gave. He gave $25,000. It was 35 years ago. It was a lot of money then. Good man. Anyway, any leftover money that I should give a kiddush on his yahrzeit. So.
Oh, he paid for it.
Nah. He would have paid for it, that I can tell you for sure. Zakti Gemara. And today's Mr. Langs at the yard site, who was Tam Tchacham Muflig. Everybody remembers him fighting with his Chavrusa and the Oit and the Aznashim. He was amazing, Tam Tchacham. Unbelievable. He had a Chavrusa from Brooklyn, I don't know who it was. They used to fight. I never heard Kurlis of Brockham. Remember these guys? Kurlis of Brockham. Tremendous Tam Tchacham. You wrote the tshuva on if you could drink cognac. He was a big cognac drinker. So he held that cognac doesn't need a heksher. He wrote a 45-page tshuva on it. Yeah, because it's fermented. It's not real wine. He said that his grandfather was a cognac maker in Europe without a heksher, and they never were worried about wine from it, and they never had a heksher, and all the rabbis would drink the cognac that his family made without any heksher, and he had a whole tshuva about it. Big tshuva, long tshuva about it. When he went to Israel, he went to Chaim Kanievsky, he sat there for hours. He wrote a tshuva about it. He wrote a whole thing. He wrote a lot. He has like 10 file cabinets of ksav.
Ding.
Cognac is fermented wine, so it's because fermented wine, it loses a tzura of yain. Loses a tzura of yain, a lot of place can hold. You could drink it without any heksha.
But it's grapes, so it's wine.
It doesn't matter, because it's fermented wine. No, it's not a problem with yain nesach. Because it loses a tzura of yain.
You're on fire today.
Because it's fermented wine. I'm just telling you, it's not pasha.
I had a worker that got a bottle from what's
it called,
right?
So the Hamoy Nam doesn't pass it like this. The Hamoy Nam pass, I'm telling you, our poiskim.
Yeah, that's some safer, that problem out there.
To her cleaning lady.
No?
Right?
That recall on all the French stuff that you were way ahead.
Penny
of your
said,
game.
"Don't throw it out."
You were ahead of your game.
Right.
Wow.
I said to her, "I don't think so, but I'll find out." I asked someone. He said, "It's Osvano."
I don't know if it's Osvano. Cognac is not Osvano.
That kind. I said champagne.
Oh, wine.
Right?
Wine is a problem.
Right, but I don't see.
Hennessy is cognac. Now isn't Hennessy cognac?
Yeah.
That's what she drinks. The our old president, Kamal. Anyway, she drinks.
That's what she drinks.
She drinks vodka. Anyway, so and also Yisrael's father's moving back into the neighborhood, so it's time to get some danishes to keep him comfortable. He moved in yesterday. It's fine. He's got the chicken. Don't worry about it.
He would have helped. He would have hurt you.
This is a
possibility. Yeah, please don't talk about it. The helmets are very quiet. His father, I told you, his father's putting up a fence in the front.
It has presence.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yellow door did the whole design. I saw a nice design inside.
There's nothing worse than having stubborn parents, by the way. My father's not allowed to.
It's not stubborn parents. Your father's 70 years old. Shouldn't be building a house at this point.
My father's not allowed to schlep anything. I drive by in the morning, sitting there schlepping a box. They paid good money to have.
Why can't he schlep? He still can't schlep from his name?
Two major spinal surgeries.
He still can't schlep?
No, absolutely.
How convenient.
You don't have to lift the kids anymore?
Yeah, okay, no problem. Yeah, please do everything.
Go to Bubby.
Yeah.
That's great. Let's go. Yisrael, I expect every morning you can be by your father with the apron and make a nice breakfast. You know what I mean? Do what you have to do as a son.
Same way I did the past 2 years.
Right? Yeah, yeah. If Shmuley's taking care of Shver, you take care of the father.
By the way, if Shmuley does, deal.
Yeah. So for the next year, you're going to setting up with siblings every single child who's coming to your parents?
No, his father's enough room there to put up the whole family. Were you nuts?
He doesn't want
to
have what they're going to hang out with you.
Sure.
He doesn't want people
to
see the house. The house
no.
Is
hello.
Plenty of room.
Hello, Yisrael's wife changed the combination on the house. I'm just telling you. I saw his father standing outside in the front in the cold. He gave up ready. Went back to the car. Then they're staying on their block.
That was when they moved in already.
The old generation is a chop, you know, like you can't just walk into your daughter-in-law's house. Like, hello, what are you doing? Oh, okay. Thought I paid for it. I'm ready to marry Yosef.
My father refuses the chop.
Yeah.
My mother comes by dropped something off, so just leave it at the front door. Just like she's scared to, you know, to interrupt.
Father opens the door.
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, Baruch Hashem. I'm going to read to Rabbi Yosef.
You follow the second one.
Oh, yeah. He'll give a little tap on the door. I'm here.
Does he say the story over every time that he met the two kids? You wouldn't believe it, Chayest. I met two kids. I gave them a dollar. Really? You gave them a dollar? Impossible. I'm Rabbi Zohar Yosef, I'm Rabbi Yechanan. Kol ha-machkin. Kulon sarech shiichtoi v'dek yum. What's called machkin mean? Means if you erase something in the shtar, let's say you have a get, like over here, and you just decide you're going to, sounds a mistake over here, so you take an eraser, you cross out, and you put in the correct thing, what you want to put in. Or let's say you didn't put around, this is a get, but let's say you have a shtar. It's not necessarily just by a get, even a shtar. You have something that you put in a condition that if he doesn't give back the money by a certain time, there's a knas or something, whatever it is. So you want to change that condition, so you cross out, and then you put this new condition in. You have to make a little star of David, and you put a little star here. You write.
Asterisk.
Who?
Eh?
Who's it?
I don't know. So you put a little star, and you write v'dein kiyumai, that this is correct. Now we said if you erase, we had yesterday, if you erase the words of Shor V'Kayim, it's not Negeya. That's not good.
We used to have this on checks, when people used to write checks.
What do
we? If you cross out something, you're supposed to like make initials. Or
initials. On contracts, you have it all the time. When you buy a house, they look by mistake. If it says your name is wrong or something on one of the papers. I don't know, but I mean, I just had something. When I closed the house next to Yeshiva, there was a mistake on something. She like makes like a cross out. She writes, okay, just sign. She notarized it. It was on one of the main papers. I don't know. But anyway, see, after I took, she yichta, v'dein, ki yumain, v'dein ki yumain, v'dein ki yumain. That's one halacha. Now, what if you don't write it? So it's machlokes rishonim. If you don't write it, if it passes the shtar, some rishonim hold it passes the shtar. The Rashba holds.
You're putting this under the signatures or above the signatures?
No, before the signatures. Lachar before the pashtus before the signatures. The pashtus is the Rashbam would hold as pashtus. It's on the Rambam and Yosef hold that it's puzzle. Shtar is puzzle. You have a race. That you didn't write something, so you ruined the shtar. You can't do that in a shtar. The Rashba says that.
Well, if you don't write something, then it could happen. Anyone could just change anything.
No, so the Rashba learns. The Rashba is a little more logical. I don't know, logical, but he says a pshat that it's what you change is not relevant. Which means, let's say you wrote it in there. And he also has to give me the refrigerator. You're buying a house, it's a contract in there, it says refrigerator. So it's crossed out and it's not signed on the bottom, doesn't say v'dein kiyumain. So that part you don't have to listen to. It doesn't ruin the whole shtar. The cross out is not good. That's how the Rashba learns. The Yad Ramah, he learns in between. He says if the cross out is something that's essential for the shtar, then the whole shtar is puzzle. If you crossed out a name or a time or a whatever, the things that are essential in the shtar, and you didn't write v'dein kiyumo, and then you ruined the shtar because you just changed the whole shtar. But if it's just a minute difference, you don't ruin the shtar. You just don't have that difference now, so you won't. He can't mind you on that. It doesn't ruin the shtar. That's the way Yad Ramah learns. It's sort of like a mix between both pshatim, which I like that pshat.
Okay. Second, you change the amount of loan.
That's a problem. That's an essential part of the loan.
No,
so you have no shtar. Your shtar is done. If you write v'dein kiyumain, it's good. But if you don't write v'dein kiyumain and you change the amount, then you ruin the shtar. That's a major dispute. You can't do it. Let's say you wrote, you're going to pay me back on the corner of 4th Street, the corner of 5th Street. Okay, so corner of 5th, that doesn't change the part of the shtar. Okay, that might be something, a big thing. Guy needs his money back. It's a sent. That's man. That's something. And that's the kook. Yeah, that's a problem. Talking about something that doesn't matter.
That's a bad example.
Amar Yisrael Yechon Kol Machin Kulon.
Stick the life as an example.
Tzorch Shiyich Tevedek Yuman. Another halacha. V'tzorch Shiyachzer Min Yonah Shel Shtar B'Shita Achrayna. The end of the shtar, before you finish, before you sign, you have to write. Kinyanim and Pliny by Pliny the Pliny could come out the custom of Fajzal. You write that everything that you wrote is good. That's the way Rashbam learns. That's what you write at the end. This you're writing before the Edim, and the Gemara is going to explain in a minute the reason. Amar Rav Amram, what's my time? Amar Rav Amram, which ain't lemeid the Mishita Achrayna, because there's halacha. You have two Edim on a shtar. A lot of times. I don't know if you ever saw Donald Trump's signature, but it's a very long, big signature. So if you're signing a document with Donald Trump,
it's not a real signature.
So first of all, you're gonna respect him and allow him to be the first signature, because you're only a second wheel. He's the president of the United States. So if you were signing a document with him, you're gonna sign second and allow him to be the first signature. But his signature is a big signature. It's a whole table long. So it's big and it's long, so you leave a big space. Because you leave a big space, because you don't know about the signature, it's very possible you're going to end up with a nice space after he signs, because you're leaving extra room to make sure that his signature fits.
And if you can sign second first?
Yeah, that's what Rashbam says. So because you leave it over, if you sign with the Choshev Yid, you're a Malkiel Cutler, right?
Let him sign first. You don't sign
he's
first.
Not there. He's not ready, but they want you to sign. So they say, listen, you sign, and he's coming in a few minutes. So, you know, whatever. He went out for a second. So just you sign first. Let's get it done with. So you leave room for his signature, but his signature is, you know. So you leave extra room. What happens is, now there's a space in the shtar. The space in the shtar, it's very possible that someone will come and fill in at the end that space and change the main focus, the main point of the shtar. It could change, he could add in over there some additives. It's before the Edom. So Mele, we said, the last line that's there, you make a sikkum of the shtar, and it doesn't count. Which means it doesn't have any legal bearing on the shtar. It's just a reason, we just do it so you don't have to...
So if it says something different there than on the shtar, it makes no difference.
The what?
It says something that dropped different than the shtar, but that definitely doesn't make a difference.
No, so that's a shaila. So if you wrote in over there a change in the shtar, that would be a shaila. We're talking about the Yenum write that. The way you're supposed to write is, you're supposed to write a sikkum of the shtar. If you wrote something that changed, I don't know, it depends. So
this summary was written after the chasimas were done. Because they had to fill in the space. Otherwise you're back to square one.
That's why there's no legal significance.
Right.
When did you write it?
Because if they're doing it to fill in the space, so then writing it before the signatures, you're still leaving space afterwards.
No, not really. I haven't done
it. Same. We write at the bottom to make a tab of proof.
Right.
Right, but the question is, when are you writing it? You're writing it after Malkiel signs?
You summarize what it says.
It makes a difference, because what's the reason why you do this? Why is there a space b'chlal? Really, shouldn't be a space. Why is there a space?
It's not a space. It's a signature. You're writing it there to make sure that no one can write anything else.
No, but why is there a space? Why b'chlal is there a space? Don't leave any space. Sign right under the shtar. Not the same line as the signature. It's above the signature. There's a one line space. That's what Rashbam says. Min she'ena edim yochel karv chasimosim kol kach besamuch besoif hashtar menichim revach ben hashtar lechasimosim. Yochel od mozaiv.
Nowadays they put this space intentionally in the flank.
It could be that it's just that he's saying is that the normal way is that you leave a space. It means you sign like this. You leave a space over here. You don't sign mamash up to the thing because you leave a space. So maybe because there's going to end up being a space, so we put in over here a line that says that we fill it in, and then you sign your signature. That's what he's saying. I guess this is, he must do it beforehand, because if you do it afterwards, it's b'chlal not. It
doesn't have any halachic ramifications anyway.
Right.
Well, so you can do it afterwards. Only if it's.
What if and what if you write in there? What if you write in there? You're changing the whole meaning of the shtar, then the zichah doesn't have ramifications. That's the whole point of this.
You're filling it in to make sure that there are no changes, to make sure that it's tamper-proof, but you're also
nothing to be added.
Yeah, but the whole thing of adding before the witnesses makes no sense because.
Then you
the
can reason why it's again.
Doing it, right, they just make another space.
That's what I'm saying. So this
is machloek. This is machloek. Is that I saw the. One second. Somebody brings down. Who was this? Maybe it's the Munki Yosef. I didn't write who it was, but the Marshal learns. Okay, so I think the Munki Yosef learns that if you write, let's say you have a shtar that says that I owe Shuli Weil $150. That's the whole shtar. And then the last line it says, I owe him 150. I also owe him whatever something else. So that's very bad for me to have a shtar like that. So I would never allow that to fly if it wasn't true. So the Mugyo says that if it's something that is bad for me and I'm allowing it to happen, that means that that's correct. Because why would I let that be on the sikkim of the shtar at the end? That's how the Mukiyos learns. Marshal learned.
I added it in. I hold the paper.
Why would I allow it? I'm there with the Adam. I would say you got to cross this out.
Extra space,
right.
Put it in.
I understand.
Space.
But if it's something that's changing the
you don't see it.
Of course you see it.
You see the
shtar? It's before the signatures.
But they put it in after.
But you're telling me this.
No, they don't put it in after. They put it in before the signatures.
So then there's space again in between.
They put it in after.
It's impossible to make the signatures exactly.
Not impossible. You said because the normal way is that when you sign, you don't sign mamash up to the top, so there's usually a space there. So mainly we fill the space with something. That's what you're saying.
Right, but if you're going to do that before
not after you sign, before the sign.
And what's the point?
Then what's the point?
Space again.
It's impossible. Again, it's impossible to make the signatures go up
right,
to the bottom
right.
line.
That's right. No, then you leave a space.
No.
Now, automatically, whatever that if something the last line, you're never going to be able to learn from. To use. So either it's a shita achroina that the sikkim, or if they mezayif it, then you're not going to learn from that either.
So that's the machlokes Yerushalayim. So the Marsha says, according to Rashbam, if it says something that's not good for me, which means it's something that I, who's the Malva? Malva is the lender. Malva's the lender. Right. So if it says something that's not good for the lender, let's say it changes the amount of the shtar, he would never let it fly, right? Because you're holding on to the shtar.
He's not if it's more.
What if it's less? That's what I'm saying. Let's say it's less. Let's say it says $100,000 loan, and then the last line it says it's only an $80,000 loan. You're not going to let it go. You say, what, are you crazy?
Right.
You're not going to let it go. Even if it doesn't matter, you're not going to let it go because get this out of the shtar.
He's the one holding it.
Right, so he says if in that case, the fact that he let it go is a raya that it changed. But the Mukhayesh learns, that's the Rashbam doesn't learn like that. The Mashal wants to learn the Rashbam. I don't know where he sees in the Rashbam. Mashal wants to learn the Rashbam. That's only, the last line is Mezuyev. Done. Is it doesn't count. It doesn't matter what it says in it. It's basically just to fill the space. You're supposed to write a Sikkum, and if you write something else, it doesn't matter. It has no whatever that word is. Yeah. But the Mukhayesh learns that no, that if it's something that's
umbrage.
Unpridged. Anyway, that's the Gemara. So the Gemara says, "The Vishen made the Mishnah Achrayna. Amalei Nachman of Amram Menolacha. How do you know it's Halacha? Amalei Tanya. Hirchuk is Edim Shnei Shitim in Aksav. If you leave two lines, puzzle. Why? Because the first line you're changing can be Mizayif. Shita Achas Kosher. Maishno Shnei Shitim. The Mizayif. The Kosav. You're going to write something. Shita Achas Nam Mizayif Kosav. What's the difference?" El alav shmamino, which is really Gemara saying this, but el ainle made mishit achroino shmamino, that this, the last line doesn't count. Because we don't, it's just a space, it's just to fill the space basically. But if it's something else, it won't count. All right. Ibarilu. Ibailu. Shito mechza. What happens if you have a line and a half? So a line and a half. So we say you need two lines is a problem because you give me a zayif. What happens if either, there's two ways of learning the line and a half, either that the shtar finished halfway through the line, a get takes the whole line, but if we're not necessarily just talking about a get. That's my Shavu Yisrael. It's 12 lines. There's but no, 12 lines is not ma'akav. The Rishonim said, we said yes in the Rishbam, that 12 lines is supposed to be dumb. It's not ma'akav. Let's say you finish the middle of the line. By get, you try to finish the line. But let's say you didn't finish the line. It's not ma'akav. But even but we're talking about regular shtar. You have a half a line, and you have a full extra line. Is that considered two lines? Is that a problem, or that's not a problem? It's two lines dafka. So toshma, here is the edim shnei shitim pasul. Hashitu mechza, shita mechza be kosher. Eim seifa, you know what I mean? Shita achas kosher, shita achas to the kosher, hashita mechza pasul. El malek amashma, no, either way you don't have. So my have alo, my say, what's the alocha? Is the alocha kosher, alocha pasul? So toshma, titanya, we have a braisa, hirchik is the edim shnei shitim and aksav. You leave two lines, puzzle. Pachas mekan is kosher. If it's less than two, it's kosher. How you are ba v'chamisha edim chasum al ashtar. You have four or five edim written on ashtar. V'nimtza echemem karve puzzle. This guy made the bashar. The halacha is that those edim do not puzzle the ashtar. So Gemara says, Messiah, I'm bringing your eye to this. L'cheski edam, l'cheski emalei b'kroivim kosher. Don't ask a question. Why? What's the Gemara saying over there? What I'm saying is you have extra space and you allow to fill it with pasul edim. Pasul edim doesn't mean rishayim. Yazlan, it means people who are kroivim, let's say. They're ksherim, but they're not good for this shtar. Right. Right. So you allow to fill it with them, even though they're pasul for the edis, because they... Right, space is worse. To leave a space, that's just a recipe for ziyuf, and that will make the shtar puzzle. And the raya is from sukkah. That by sukkah, if you have a space three tvachim, that puzzle the sukkah. If you have metal beams going on the schach, you need four tvachim. So you see that puzzle is better than just empty air. Now the only problem you have with this gemara is it says nimtza echemem karav puzzle tiskayim is bashar. But that's not the halacha that we have in Marcus. Tosfos asked the question. The halacha is nimtzei me'echem and karav pasul idusu metela. That's Rabbi Akiva Shita. The Gemara Marcus. So he wants this. Tosfos says the hasam mayer be'edim bal peh. So when you have edus bal peh and one of them is pasul, you have three edim come to Besdin and one of them is off. The whole edus is out. But over here he says. So he says, "Avol hacha lav asudi chasimi el lemilui veicha shechosh me'emtzay b'soyv amirim shem tnai chasimi lav asudi kasa." They're not coming with chlal to say edus, but over here, even if they're puzzle, he says over here. V'chein k'moy king. One second, he says, "I'm an afkamina." B'shtar ain't tzorich lachkor amai chasimi. You don't have to try to. Try to see if you have edim, you have five edim and two of them apostle, three of them apostle. You don't have to try to figure out why they're signing because edus achsum al ashtar is commissioned echidus on bezdin. So mela, it's automatically said that it must be that they're only here to fill the space because the other two are commissioned echidus on bezdin already. When it's baal peh, you have a problem. So if three people come into bezdin and say edus together, you have a problem. I just saw an interesting shayla because I'm sefer and Yosef Engel, Claire shayla. Down on Shabbos, you need Lecha Mishnah. Do you need two full breads, or you can have one and a half? Now, here the Gemara seems to has a shayla if one and a half is considered two. Like Abaziyuf, you need two lines, it makes to get the shtar puzzle. What about one and a half? I don't know, you need more than one. Who says you need two full breads? One and a half is good. So the Reb Yosef Engel Chassam Sofer, the Machan Ephraim wants to bring a raya from Gemara in Brachas that says over there, handles like a mishmar or something, that it says over there that a mishmar and a half is called two mishmaras. So he wants to bring a raya that you see that it's fine. And the Reb Yosef Engel Chassam Sofer, they argue and they say a raya from this Gemara that it's not. You need two full breads. And the reason is, when it comes to a tangible item, half is nothing. So you need two breads. When it comes to mishmar is a time. A time, once you're in the second time, that's considered another mishmar. It doesn't have to be the full Mishmer. The handling over there, the Gemara Hambrach is handling the time. The Mishmer starts at a certain time. So he says that's maybe that you could say that a Mishmer and a half would be considered two. When it comes to a tangible thing like bread, like a Mishnah, you would need two breads. And that's how they pass. That's what we pass on my so that you do need two breads. Don't try with like a matzah and a half, you know what I mean? A bulky. You got to go to Gelbstein's to get a bulky.
The Danishes.
Yeah. No, Gelbstein's cutoff is 2 o'clock. They won't deliver. You have to call before 2.
Did you back the coins?
No, coins is doing it. So much for him not doing it again.
So much for not offering to hire him to do it again.
So basically there's a good chance we're not getting
it. It's possible. It'll be here for the 8 o'clock minion. Zayd is outside, and Mr. Hellman moved in. There's 150 Danishes. 50 for Mr. Langsner, 50 for the Zayda, and 50 for Mr. Hellman.
Who shall not be here?
You never know. He might just come. Kalan etonel amazbeach apnimi. Kalan etonel amazbeach apnimi. Anything that's given, put it on his back apnimi. Shem chisa akas ma'amtar is like keeper. Fichem nasa kul katinu of akas like taking a pasul in mekaris. So it's puzzle, because they're all ma'aka, but there's no chorus. And the reason why there's no chorus, because the chorus is only by a machshava. Machshava chutzas manoi. It's not by a... Chorus only by machshava. When you have machshava chutzas manoi, and then you eat it, that's where it's chorus. Pickle's only machshava. No, that's not the word. That's the word because you know machshava. There's no machshava here. You missed the whole. There's no machshava b'chlal. Because you need machshava in all the matanas. Nine and a half. That's why. There is a machshava, just not the whole thing.